6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Emotions are, and can be, very powerful. I've seen people so happy that their faces were covered in tears, tears of joy. I've seen people so distraught and filled with sorrow that they couldn't string together two words. I've seen others be so inspired and motivated that they could work day and night, tirelessly, to accomplish something or to achieve something. I read a powerful quote on something Billy Graham said many years ago. He said that 75% of patients in hospitals would be made whole if they would only forgive. Think about that. Some people hold on to certain emotions, certain negative emotions, for so long, and eventually those emotions manifest themselves in sickness. Proverbs 14, verse 30 says, "A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones." Envy is a feeling of jealousy. It's resentment. And the Bible tells us that envy, an internal emotion, rots the bones, meaning it has a physical, external result. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 to 15 says, "Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled." Notice that this verse doesn't even warn us to be cautious of bitterness itself. It warns us to be cautious of the root of bitterness. Now, the root of a plant is not visible to the naked eye. We may only be aware that a seed was planted when we see the fruit. So when the Bible says, "See to it that no root of bitterness springs up," it's because this emotion of bitterness is so destructive that it needs to be uprooted as soon as the seed germinated. The Bible is telling us not to even wait until you see the fruit of bitterness. Cut it off at the root. And so, dear listener, I'm aware that in this life, all of us will experience unpleasant emotions at one point or another. We will experience the pain of betrayal. We'll experience heartache and loss. We might even suffer maltreatment and injustice. But my message to you is that you should learn to forgive. Learn to let go. Don't hold on to everything negative. Pray for the Lord to heal your wounds. Pray for the Lord to mend your broken heart. Pray that you would be someone who doesn't repay evil with evil, but instead have the love of Christ and repay evil with good. I encourage you to pray for God to give you the capacity to be able to forgive and move on. Don't live a life where you're imprisoned by toxic emotions. No. Jesus Christ offers you peace, joy, victory, despite what people do to you. In Jesus, you can have freedom. You can have life and have it more abundantly.
Proverbs 4, verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. We are the gatekeepers of our physical hearts and spiritual hearts. Your heart is no one else's responsibility but yours. Just as you watch what you eat or how often you exercise, because it's good for your health and your heart, we ought to be just as mindful of our spiritual health and the condition of our spiritual heart. Friends, when it comes to your heart, I urge you to guard it, protect it, feed it with the meat that is the Word of God. Nurture your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. And throughout Scripture, we read about the importance of our hearts and the condition, the spiritual condition of our hearts. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.'" We may look at the outward appearance, the reflection in the mirror. We look at the suit, the dress. We look at the hair, if they have any swagger about them. We unfortunately make too many judgments and opinions based on the observation of our physical eyes. However, God, He goes beyond that. He's concerned with the state of the heart. And here's the thing. People are often like the unfaithful mate who tells their husband or wife one thing, but their heart is elsewhere and there's no loyalty. This is why the Bible says in Matthew 15, verse 8, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." People of God, let's not be unfaithful to the Lord. Let's not honor him with our lips, but have hidden sin in our hearts. You can say the right things. You can speak in the right kind of manner all you want. But it's not prayer until you give God all of your heart, all of your soul and mind. It's not worship until you worship him with every fiber of being inside you. It's not worship until you worship him in spirit and in truth. It's not sincere if it doesn't involve your heart. Guard your heart, saints. It's crucial. All too often, we're concerned about things that don't benefit our heart or our soul, when instead, we should be committed to say, "Jesus, you can have my heart." And for Jesus Christ to truly have your heart, you have to know that you're the gatekeeper to your heart. You can usher in the godly, and you can usher in the ungodly. You can allow things that will renew your mind and transform your mind to the Lord's standard, or you can allow things that pollute your mind to enter your heart. When it comes to what you listen to, you and I need to learn to listen with filters. Learn to be discerning when it comes to your ears, because the effects of what you listen to run deep into your heart. Once again, Proverbs 4, verse 23. It says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." Now, thank you.